Edward Hallowell, and I'm called Ned. The name of the book is Because I Come from a Crazy Family, The Making of a Psychiatrist. It's available on Amazon and all other online bookstores, as well as regular, you know, bricks and mortar bookstores.
Yeah.
My website is Dr. Hallowell, drhallowell.com.
Talking today with Dr. Edward Hallowell, to me, your book was so brave because you reveal so much, and it's, of course, timely as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It was a risk in writing it, but I felt I want to sort of give permission for people to be open and real. And if you have mental illness in your history and in your family, you should be able to talk about it. And I tried to do it in a way that was humorous. You know, this is not a woe is me book by any means. It's let's all enjoy it as best we can. And my family was very loving. You know, they were drunk and crazy most of the time, but they were very loving and funny and made the best of whatever the situation happened to be.
Well, your book did come off as fun, believe it or not, even though the topic is so dark and very revealing. It's still a taboo topic, but it seems to be, at least talking about mental illness, is starting to come out of the closet. Would you agree?
Yes, I hope and pray, and I hope my book in some small way contributes to that. It's one of the last taboos, and that taboo does a lot of damage because it means that a lot of people don't get help who could. In no field of medicine does the consumption of the science lag further behind of the science than in psychiatry. We know so much more. We could help so many more people than we do, simply because people are afraid to access the help that is available.
Many families have stories that are kept hidden. And after reading your book, I was talking about the story from my family. I had an uncle who had problems with alcohol and a deep mental illness and was in a state hospital. He broke out one day. I was in grade school, I think third grade, and my brother was in first grade. And my dad came to the school and spoke to the nuns. He took us out of school and took us home. We tend as a society to think, right, that mental illness is something that happens in other families. And in yours, I mean, it's such a myth. Your dad went to Harvard, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it happens to the smartest people. In many ways, I think mental illness is a marker of talent. It most people who are particularly exceptionally intelligent and creative have one or another, either an anxiety disorder, major depression, bipolar disorder, substance use disorder. It's more common than not to find that. Yeah, my dad was a brilliant man, a All-American hockey player at Harvard. Married my mother, who was the prettiest girl in Boston, according to the Boston Herald at the time. And then he went off to war and fought submarines in the North Atlantic. And after having had my two brothers, and when he came back, he went crazy. And, you know, they diagnosed him schizophrenic. And back then, if you became psychotic, you were automatically diagnosed schizophrenic. And they gave him insulin shock and electric shock, and one weekend they unwisely decided to let him go home for a trial visit. Well, he was still psychotic, and when he got home, he decided he wanted to murder my mother. He was crazy. But my mother, being the artful woman that she was, she talked him into making love instead, and that's where I came from. And it's an interesting beginning for a psychiatrist, you know.
Not everybody can talk about how they were conceived, correct?
Right. But then they got divorced because the psychiatrist told my mother that he'd never be cured. But when a young psychiatrist came on the scene and said, let's reconsider this diagnosis and let's try this man on lithium, which was just coming on the scene, my dad was basically cured, and he spent the rest of his life teaching public school in New Hampshire. But my family had been broken by then, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I feel so passionate about trying to always reconsider diagnosis and try to, you know, because, you know, if you get it wrong, you can lose a whole person's life. And my dad regained his life because the diagnosis was corrected and the treatment was revised.
There was someone else in your family. Was it your brother who also went to Harvard?
Yes, my brother graduated near the top of his class at Harvard, summa cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, in his junior year, had a fellowship, spent 2 years in London basically living with Lord Snow, C.P. Snow, and studying literature, came back, wrote cover stories for Life magazine, published a few books. And then he cracked up. He became psychotic with bipolar disorder and also alcoholism. He also happened to be gay, but he went into AA, and when he was in AA, he met a woman, and they fell in love, not sexual love, but they lived for the rest of their lives together, taking care of each other. She'd had children, but she was divorced, so the two of them had this asexual, basically marriage without being married, taking care of each other. It was very sweet. But he'd kind of fried his brain, if you will. He lost his brilliance. But he was able to teach writing at the Harvard Extension School. He could still write a little bit. But the experience of being crazy and the treatments that he got really cost him his superior intelligence and edge. But he was a sweeter man after that experience. He'd been pretty selfish and unto himself when he was flying high and achieving all his honors. But then you know, it ravaged him, and as it did my father. And then my uncle never achieved. He also Harvard grad with high honors and should have achieved wonders in the business world, but he, due to his extreme anxiety disorder, sort of retreated to Cape Cod and ran a bowling alley in Chatham and never quite dared enter the business world as he should have. Now, if he'd had his anxiety disorder treated the way we could today, I'm pretty confident he could have become a real titan in the world of business. So, you know, I tell these stories with love and respect and humor, because they were all wonderfully interesting, funny people. And as you read the book, you saw for yourself. I don't tell them in a didactic way at all. There's no preaching or anything like that in the book. I just tell the stories and let them speak for themselves.
And you don't back away from these people, because after all, they are your family. You find mm-hmm. some way to deal with them. I was impressed by you and a small group going into your brother's stinking apartment, where there were, I mean, years of buildup of all kinds of, debris.
Right.
And going in there with rubber gloves, I guess, and right. giving it a good cleaning. Not everybody would do that out of fear or whatever. And
right.
you were in there, eyes wide open, maybe watering eyes, but
right.
they were wide open.
Right. You know, I tried to tell the truth, you know, and I didn't romanticize it, but neither did I make it sound, you know, horrible. And you know, it just I wanted people to see my story and feel for it in a good way, in a loving way, and by implication feel permission to be open about their own families, because you know, the so-called mental illness, I don't even really like the term, but it touches most families in one way or another. Particularly if you include substance use, it's most families, by far the majority of families, are touched by this, it makes no sense to be secret about it, because that only makes it worse. I celebrate my family. I'm very proud of them. You know,
I can tell that in the book. It really comes through.
Yeah,
very strongly.
Yeah. I sort of say, let's just all band together and it's part of life. Let's celebrate life, and part of life is being crazy. That's okay.
Well, you mentioned how instability can, it isn't helped by alcohol. And you talk about how I had a laugh at the WASPY get-togethers. That you are, there was always a lot of alcohol and maybe a Ritz cracker or two in a bowl, whereas other family gatherings, like the Italians, they cook and they cook for 50 people, and alcohol is sort of not
on the,
That was funny, but alcohol really helped undo your mom, for one thing.
Oh, it sure did. Yeah, it sure did. She, after her second divorce to my stepfather, who had his own demons that he took out on her, she really lived out her life by herself, with, you know, surrounded by family, but by herself and drinking. And she never lost her hope. She always was an optimist, talked about the bluebird of happiness and all that. But it was pretty much every day drinking. And it was sad. I felt for her. But again, she never got the kind of help that she could have gotten had she recognized the disease for what it is and all of that. But again, the book doesn't go into talking about that. This is not a book about go get help at all. It's a storybook. It's a book of stories about my crazy family. And then after I tell that, then I go into my early training in psychiatry and learning from the wonderful patients at the Massachusetts Mental Health Center and the great teachers that I had there. And again, the stories there are pretty funny.
They are.
As well as poignant.
It was almost like it was preordained or in the stars for you to really become a psychiatrist. I mean, I felt throughout the book, I was asking who better to treat people who have these kinds of problems.
I think you're right. It was sort of meant to be from the moment of conception. You know, that was my lot in life, was to try to help people who have, you know, very different kinds of brains and very different kinds of life experiences. And because I have a fundamental liking of them, aside from understanding of them, I like them. Far from being scared by crazy people, I enjoy them. I think your average banker is more dangerous than your average crazy person. So, you know.
Or certainly your average politician.
Yes, well, that goes without saying.
Well, wonderful book. Wonderful book. Because I Come from a Crazy Family, it's by Dr. Edward Hallowell. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this today. It was just a marvelous book. I so thoroughly enjoyed reading it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.